105.7 KZZ Reno's Classic Rock. We're talking to Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Hi, Al.
How are you, my friends? Good to hear your voice.
Good to be talking to you. You know, there's such a great history here in Reno, Nevada, of Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming in and doing several dates of shows and always giving back to the community with a portion of the tickets of the sales.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. But, you know, that's, you know, Paul O'Neill and the O'Neill family, very, very philanthropic, very generous. The community helped put us on the map, so the least we could do is when we would come through town, you know, I give back a little bit. I mean, $1 from every ticket that was purchased by members of your community, so it's really them giving back to themselves. But it's just always an honor and privilege to be part of something to help out people in times of need. And boy, is this year a time of need for everybody across the board.
Truth. Al, let me tell you something. Going back to, I remember the day that Paul O'Neill took me aside. We were at a Sabotage show. He says, hey, I got this thing I'm going to do. It's a heavy metal Christmas opera. And I looked at him and I go, cool.
Yeah, me too.
And then the next thing I learned is that he went to Atlantic Records and they gave him like $8 million to make it come true.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had the cojones to sit down there with the big, you know, everybody in the big boardroom and say, this is what I want to do. And he had such a great plan for Trans-Siberian Orchestra to celebrate Christmas that it became real. And they said they gave him the green light.
Yeah, I wasn't privy to that side of the conversations. You know, I never partook in any of the business. I just was on the other end of that conversation when Paul would tell me, I got this amazing idea, and I looked at him kind of like, you know when your dog looks at you and tilts its head to the side? Not really sure what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I said, brother, I love you, you know, like you're my butt, you know. Whatever you do, just count me in, you know. And I kind of smile, and he would explain things to me, and I'd say, press record, dude, let's go, you know, and it was, you know, I never liked the business side of business, you know, that wasn't my thing, so, and he knew that about me, so he was kind enough to kind of keep me out of that side of it, and all I did was, I was in his artistic camp, you know, I was one of the paint colors on his palette, and I was just proud to be that.
Well, and there to be said is that you picked up the ball and ran with it, and several platinum records later and millions of streams and songs that have become part of the fabric of the celebration in the fall of Christmas. And there was one story, Sarajevo, talking to Paul one time about this guy who went down and the world is exploding with bombs and a war is going on. And this one guy says, you know what? I'm going to go celebrate Christmas. And he sets up in the middle of the town square with all this chaos going on and starts playing Christmas music and says, you know what, I've just had it. I want to celebrate Christmas.
Exactly, and protest to the bombs. And the part of that story that not too many people are aware of is when Paul asked me to come in and play guitar on that track, and again, with the dog with its head tilted to the side, I looked at him and I said, what's up with the Christmas song? And he told me that same story he had told you, you know?
Yeah.
But what he didn't realize that was going to come back at him was I told him, I was like, I was Alice Cooper's musical director, and in 1990, we played in Zagreb and Belgrade before the war.
Wow.
And I told him, I was in that town square you're depicting in your story. I remember what it looks like, it smelled like. And he looked at me, goes, you're kidding? I said, no, dude, press record right now. And those first few notes that you hear on that was after that conversation. And that was the beginning of what was going to become several lightning strikes in his favor later on in life, you know?
We're talking to Al Petrelli with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and we have some big news to share and something that everybody can be involved in. We're in a very, very strange year that a lot of people like to say the new normal. I say it's more like us just coping with change and the challenges. And, you know, there's a little bit in that story of all of us that's like, you know what? I know that the world's gone wild, and it's a strange year. I'm still going to go out and make some music. I'm going to bring some joy. I'm going to bring some smiles, and I'm going to do what I can. Instead of thinking about what I can't do, let's do what we can. And what we can do here is be a part of this amazing thing that people can be a part of from their couch. Why don't you lead us in here?
Well, you know, It's funny as you're saying that, you just struck a chord with me because I never even correlated the two stories as one. And I think it's really, really poignant how you just depicted that. That in the beginning of this, you know, Paul's depiction of that classical cellist playing in the midst of a bombing raid and yet celebrating Christmas Eve, you know, and kind of like the last great act of defiance, if you will. And here we are 25 years later from when that song was recorded, kind of facing the same circumstance or similar circumstance. So I really appreciate you saying that. If you don't mind, I may use that from you in time
Do
and
it.
Time again over the course of the next several weeks.
It's all part of the part of the plan.
What you just said was, you know, on December the 18th at 8 o'clock East Coast time, you know, there is going to be the first time ever live stream of Christmas Eve and Other Stories.
Wow.
You know, and what that means is that, you know, somewhere around the beginning of December, the band, the crew, and a whole bunch of cameramen are going to embark on a facility in Nashville, Tennessee, after being, you know, tested for COVID and self-quarantining for the weeks leading up to that. You know, we're all going to walk into this building, lock the doors behind us, and get to work. And it is a different type of work. I've never done anything like this in my life, so this will be my new normal. And I think different is the word that I've heard more recently than ever in my life. And, you know, different is just that. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's not bad, it's not good, but it's completely different. But I'm going to rehearse the band the way that I've been doing it for decades now. I got the best band in the world. They're all going to show up like they normally do, prepared. This year, even more prepared, because this was taken away from us back in August when we had to cancel the tour.
Right.
Mind you, we've never canceled the show. Never
right.
canceled an entire tour. And so the fact that we were given another swing at the plate, everybody's working so much harder because this is so much more poignant, so much more special to us now because, again, what you don't have, you know, is what you miss the most. So, you know, the band is going to rehearse. We're going to get everything letter perfect because we don't have an opening night and a closing night. We have one show, one swing at the plate
right.
of this. There's no overdubs. There's no post-production. There's nothing. You know, this is a, you know, the band's going to play these songs live, singing, playing, everything, you know. And we're going to stream it into everybody's living room. And what I love about this, considering the circumstances at hand, is that all you folks at home, you know, you stay in your feety pajamas, you put the fireplace on, you pour a tall McCallum's or whatever it is that you prefer to do that night, eggnog, I don't know, hot cocoa, whatever. You stay safe. Let us bring this to you.
Yeah.
And as soon as you press go, the concert starts. There's no
yeah.
parking. There's no babysitters.
Right.
There's no traffic. There's no
right.
bad weather. There's nothing. For $30, you buy this thing. And after 8 p.m. on Friday the 18th, you have 48 hours to start that whenever you want. You can watch it a bunch of times, from what I understand, over the course of that 48-hour period. You
wow.
know, safety is paramount. You guys have supported us for decades now, coming out to the shows, showing, you know, just love and respect for what Paul O'Neill created. And it's been a privilege of me to present that show time and time again. Every time I do it, it's like the first time. It's brand new. You know, everything is different right now. You know, from my daughter's not going to school and I was staying at home virtually, for, you know, for me not touring, for you maybe working remotely, whatever. It's at the hopefully in the not so distant future, the last question mark on our horizon will be in our rearview mirror. And, you know, I can't wait for all of us to get together and just go, thank God that year is gone. And,
yeah.
you know, but let's all talk about all the positive, wonderful things that did come out of this. There's enough horrifying things
right.
that we all have to contend with. But for this 90 minutes during this live stream, everybody has the opportunity to shut the world off.
Right.
And let's all come together in something very, very familiar and very beautiful that we've been celebrating traditionally together for decades now.
Where can they go to? How do they get it?
All right, well, our website is the first place to go. So you go to trans-siberian.com, okay? And all the information regarding this live stream and everything else about the band is right there.
Cool.
But I think yesterday another site went live, and it's TSOLivestream.com.
TSOLivestream.com.
Yeah, and I know it works because my daughter grabbed my cell phone this morning and I think bought five of them. So, and she's 4 years old.
Wow.
So if she can figure it out, we're all good.
Al, so awesome to be talking to you. You know, a lot of people don't know that this is something that's, you know, not just here in the United States. It's something that's reached all around the globe as people celebrate this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been several different, like there's a whole tour that's on the West Coast. There's a tour here. There's tours all over the place. And a good friend of mine, not only was Paul a good friend of mine, but my friend Joe Retta sang with Trans-Siberian.
Oh, What an amazing human. What an incredible singer. Love Joey to death.
Joe Retta is here in town and hanging out with a good friend of mine, Greg Golden. They've got a band, and they're recording music, and God bless him. He's just, a great human being, but such a talent and such a voice, Joe Retta.
Yeah, please give him my best. I miss Joe greatly. We had such a great time touring together, and we don't get to speak that often again because, you know, life kicks in. You know, all of a sudden you get sidetracked, and before you know it, a couple years go by.
Yeah.
You know, and again, that's kind of that's the center of Paul O'Neill's story, Chris is even other stories. It's, you know, basically about everybody misses somebody around, especially around the holiday season.
Yeah.
Everybody. There's always an empty chair at the dinner table.
Yeah.
You know, and whether they left this planet, you know, they passed on, or whether you just haven't spoken to them because again, like Joey and I, life kicks in. You know, nothing bad, nothing good. It's just like, okay, you get sidetracked with life, and before you know it, you know, we're all rolling into 60 years old. It's like that went by in the blink of an eye.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And here we are facing, like, you know, one of the most horrifying things. None of us, we couldn't even thought this up
in
the pandemic. Yet on a global level, here we are all in the same boat. You know, everybody's facing the same crisis. Everybody's got, you know, if not the same hardships, similar hardships. You know,
right.
Nothing is what it was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
But what I can promise you is that on December 18th, we could all join as a family together and celebrate a holiday that we've celebrated together so many times. And it may not eradicate all the problems, but for 90 minutes, it'll sure make them go away for a little bit.
December 18th, trans-siberian.com and TSO Live.
TSOLivestream.com, yeah.
Al, so awesome to catch up, and wish you all the best, all the best to you and yours, and the extended family of TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You know, it's just a great American treasure.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, brother, because for me to say it is one thing, but to hear it from you, it means the world to me. I wish you all my love and respect and safety to you and your family, all the people in your community. Just stay safe, you know. Sooner than later, you know, this too will end, you know, and hopefully we can all smile as much as possible about it being over, and look forward to a different normal tomorrow. But, you know, tomorrow's coming no matter what.